Gilman School District Administrator Wally Liepart has an update on the latest Gilman School Board meeting and other goings-on in the Gilman School District. Wally?
I want to start out with the relationship and the continued commitment and support of Ford Bank of our small towns and communities. And we've been very pleased with being able to work with them to create opportunities for our students that's really getting them prepared for their future with Pirate Ship Productions. Also, you know, with other organizations such as the Spires Foundation helping out with our fitness center. But specifically with Ford Bank, we do want to let people know that they have what's called a charitable money market account. And if you're looking for ways to set money aside for various reasons, you know, you're saving for a trip or saving for your retirement, but you want to also be able to contribute to an organization like the School District of Gilman, you could stop into Ford Bank and find out about a charitable market money market account to see how that can also provide funds for our school. We just recently received a $400 check through the CMMA accounts that are already in existence. So, again, we like to say thank you to Ford Financial and for all those that are investing and contributing to our school. As far as some other lines of business, the board did approve the 2020 Engle Scholarships for our graduates. Any graduate of Gilman that applies for the scholarship will receive $1,000 from the Engels Fund to go towards their second semester in college. The FFA is going to be taking some trips this spring, working on development of the organization and the officers, as well as looking at attending the leadership conference for FFA. Another thing that we looked at doing to try to provide more opportunities for students is that we did approve a dual sport participation. So now we have a way that if a student athlete holds and maintains a 3.0 grade point average, is in good standing in the school and is attending school, and that they can participate in two sports. So a good example would be a softball or baseball player also participating in track. Something that we need to look at as we have smaller class sizes and in order to continue to provide competitive opportunities for our kids, we need to make sure that we have kids going out for sports. Our course handbook for 2020-21, that's a mouthful for dates now, has been approved, and we've added a botany class, a Latin American history class, and we're excited to see what students are looking to take for next year. Annual legislative meeting is Monday, March 2nd in Medford at the Medford High School, and so we will be having two board members and myself attending that to talk to our local representatives about issues that are relevant to our community. Just a reminder that the write-in candidate procedures for elections of a board member, the deadline is April 3rd. And so if you are interested and you did not go through the formal candidacy process, you can do a write-in as long as you get the paperwork in by April 3rd.
Gilman School District Administrator Wally Liepart with an update on the Gilman School District and the school board meeting held recently.